First of all, I'm just blown away by the number of people who have taken off extra time on Shavuos v'Tammuz to do something other than the mandatory davening. It's just it's a statement that to ourselves that we really want to get something out of the 3 weeks. And Aneinu Hashem Aneinu b'yom tzom ta'aniseinu. We really want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to respond to us. So it's amazing. Rabbi Freundlich and I didn't speak at all, and we should have, to make sure that I'm not redundant. But I want to come at what he said from a different angle. First of all, I want to mention something I saw just recently in a sefer, speaking to the issue of mourning for the Churban HaBayis. I don't know if you know this, but in Chassam Sofer's yeshiva, they had a regular practice. There was a regular practice every week of the year on Thursday night, probably Mishmar, at Chatzos, they would say Tikkun Leil Chatzos. And there was a particular individual who would lead Tikkun Leil Chatzos. He was a regular Kavua. And he would lead it, and he would arouse tremendous, in himself and in others, real authentic crying. And this would happen on a weekly basis. And it occurred once that this individual, I don't know, he was out of town, he was sick, he wasn't there. So they pulled somebody else out of the group, out of the yeshiva, to lead the Tikkun Leil Chatzos. He didn't cry. Chassam Sofer called over one of the leaders of the yeshiva afterwards, and he said, I want you to check into this guy. If a Jew could lead Tikkun Leil Chatzos without breaking into crying, there's got to be something very wrong. I don't know what came out wrong, but it wasn't good. And there was something significantly off with this particular person. This was the way it was, as I say, in Yaron Tzurich, where we Jews had some hasaga of what it is that we've lost, what it is that we're missing. And I think that's the thing that we really want to focus on, is what's missing. What is missing in our lives that, if it was there, would make a tremendous difference in our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What is missing? And if we think about it, not so much how bad we are, not what's wrong with us, but what, if it was there, would be a tremendous connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the kind of thing that the 3 weeks are asking us to ask ourselves. So I want to start with the Ramban in Parshas Vayechi, who draws some very interesting parallels between the Golos Mitzrayim of Yaakov, when Yaakov and his sons come down to Mitzrayim, and the Golos that we are in, which 800 years after the Ramban, we're still in. So when the Ramban talks about us, he means him and he means us. So the Ramban says, it's the first Ramban in Parshas Vayechi. He says, "Faris karti ki redes Yaakov leMitzrayim shehu galusenu hayom b'yad hachaya haravias hiromi." I've already mentioned that Yaakov's going down to Egypt is the same as the Golos, parallels the Golos, the terms of the Golos, and the fourth beast, referring to Daniel, which is Rome, the Golos of Rome. So he mentions several things. First of all, that the Golos starts because of Ra'av, because as we know, like the Gemara in Gittin describes the Churban HaBayis, the Bayis Sheni, as a result of the famine and the accompanying compromises that the Jews made, and the accommodations that they made, which allowed the enemy in. So the famine really begins Golos Mitzrayim. It also begins Golos Adom. And also the idea that it begins really on our own initiative, that the Jews themselves took an initiative which they thought would be a temporary thing, and they had no idea that it would last long. And the same happened in Mitzrayim, that the same happened in Golos Adom, that we thought it would be a little while, we thought we would make an accommodation with them, and we had no idea that it would be an endless Golos. And he says, "V'hagaros arach aleinu ma'od lo noda kitzo kishar Golos." We don't know this end. V'anachnu bo kemesim. This is similar to what Rabbi Freundlich was mentioning from a Friedlander. Says Ramban, "V'anachnu bo kemesim. We are like dead people. Omrim yove yavshu atzmasena nigzarnula. That our bones have dried up. V'yalu asana mikol ha'amim. Eventually, we will go up from all the nations. Mincha l'Hashem as a gift to Hashem. V'yehi lehem evel kavi berosim kvodenu. The Goyim will have this deep mourning the way they had when Yaakov's bones, Yaakov leaves Mitzrayim also as bones, and comes back to Eretz Yisrael, and there was an Evel Kaveh. So too, says the Ramban, there'll be in the world an Evel Kaveh when they see the glory of the Jewish people in our redemption. We will see the revenge for the Almighty, and He will raise us up in a chayim in front of Him. We will live before Him. So, Ramban's mentioning of this bones thing, the Vilna Gaon's was quoted as saying, he says, I can somehow figure out, extrapolating backwards to previous generations, what an Amora was. And I can figure out from that a little bit what a Tana was. But he says, what I can't even begin to figure out is what it was like to be a Pashut Jew living at the time of the Bayis Sheni. Not the Bayis Rishon, the Bayis Sheni. I can't imagine what it was like to be a Jew living in the shadows, as Rabbi Frendlich dramatically described. What was that like? It says the Gaon, I can't figure that out. So you imagine, this is the Gaon talking. We're not talking about homiletics here. We're not talking about drama. We're talking about the Vilna Gaon saying that a Jew who just lived in the shadow of the Beis HaMikdash had an existence which was entirely different. So, when people are born with a particular illness or malady or a chronic problem, blindness, God forbid, or deafness, or whatever it is, when they're born that way, they don't really know how bad it is. One who doesn't have that illness looks at someone with that malady, blind, how do they manage? And then we see that they manage, and we're amazed that they manage, because we can't imagine how we could do without it. Person who has it somehow thinks it's normal. So we're actually born into an era that the Ramban refers to, we're like Mason, we're like dead. We think that this is normal living. We have no idea. We just have to realize, we have to somehow step out of ourselves. That's part of what the 3 weeks is about. The forced self-awareness through the gedarim of mourning forces us to step out of ourselves and realize our existence all year long is not normal. It's not normal, even though we think it's normal. And we're like the blind person or like a dead person who thinks that death is absolutely a normal condition. What do we do about it? So one of the things we do, particularly on a tinus, but all 3 weeks, is really tefillah. Tefillah is not only for this period of time, of the first day of the 3 weeks and the last day, Tisha B'Av. It's all the 3 weeks of Bein HaBetzarim. We should be davening, and we should be davening for redemption. I want to quote to you the Or HaChaim in Shmos, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu at the beginning of his mission. So the Or HaChaim describes what Hashem means when he says, Shmi Hashem l'nodati lahem, that when I appeared to the Avos, says Hashem to Moshe, when I appeared to them, I said I was Kel Shakai. I was the HaKadosh Baruch Hu who had the word Dai, the concept of limits, which means I told them there would be a Golos, and I told them there would be an end to the Golos. That's Shakai. But Shmi Hashem, my name of Hashem, meaning my name of Rachamim, that Klal Yisrael can turn to me and actually speed the end of the Golos through their supplications to me, that I never told them. I never get it. So says the Or HaChaim, V'amar ki hagam shesom ketz l'choshach l'tzeis b'nei Yisrael mi'atz Yisrael, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a deadline for the darkness, for the time that B'nai Yisrael would leave Mitzrayim, v'haketz adayin l'nishlam, and the deadline had not yet arrived, yesh l'chol adas, you Moshe should know ki haketz asisi l'ha'avos u'b'chinas kel shakai. That deadline is in the dimension of knowing the Almighty through Kel Shakai, Ubo Samti Lagolus Gavul. Through that dimension and aspect, I placed a deadline. V'amati lo dai. And to that I said, that's going to be the enough, that's going to be then. Abu Bechina Acheras Lenadati. But in another dimension, I never allowed myself to be known. Perish lo amarti lohem hakecha yihya be'emsos harachamim. I never told them about the deadline that will come through the measure of mercy. If they would beg for mercy, the way Bnei Yisrael did later on in Mitzrayim, shebikshu mimena rachamim, that v'yidfaku adulasei harachamim, and they knock, bang on the doors of mercy, kodem haketz, that I never told them. And that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, is what I'm telling you to tell Bnei Yisrael, that they can actually turn to me and beg for rachamim, and the ketz will come earlier. We have to realize that. We have to realize that the reason when Chazal set up the 3 weeks, Chazal had a purpose. The goal of the 3 weeks is not simply for us to react. The goal is really tikkun. The goal is for us to repair the damage. And Chazal, in their wisdom, understood that if Klal Yisrael has a period of time, starting with Shavuot B'Tammuz and going to Tisha B'Av, of mourning, of remembering and of tefillah, we will actually address the issue and repair the gullus. The goal is for us to use this time to actually move forward. So I want to make two points about this. One is that the general feeling of hopelessness, one of the biggest problems, one of the biggest challenges to the 3 weeks is that we think of a different way that we could relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We think of a different attitude. We think of addressing ourselves in issues of sinas chinam, in personal relationships. We think of judging people favorably. We think of letting go of resentments and anger and general negative assessments of other people. We think of ways we could do that. We think of being kinder and more outgoing and more outreaching to other people. We think of all those things, and then we say to ourselves, is this really going to make a difference? Is this going to make a difference in the Churban HaBayis? I mean, this is a big problem. It's gone on for 2,000 years, and it's a big Beis HaMikdash, and I'm a small person, and what in the world could my tshuva and my initiative in the area of Sinas Chinam, what in the world can it make? So when we say that, we are missing the point of the 3 weeks. The point of the 3 weeks is that Chazal said that starting from the year after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the way that Klal Yisrael is going to rectify the problem is going to be to slowly and surely and definitively address these issues and cumulatively rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. We are not tasked with the job of building the Beis HaMikdash entirely now, this period of the 3 weeks. We are attaching ourselves to all of the avoda, all of the initiative, all of the Kiddush Hashem, all of the reflection of the glory of the Almighty that comes through recognition of during the 3 weeks, and we are attaching ourselves to that and adding something to the pile of whatever significance we can, and that itself creates a Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So it's not true that we can't make a difference. It's every single initiative and every machshava makes a tremendous difference. I want to quote to you from the Mesilas Yesharim. This is the second part of the same, addressing the same Yetzer Hara, and specifically in the issue of Tefillah. Mesilas Yesharim in the 19th chapter in Chalkei HaChassidus. So he's talking there about many different kinds of initiatives that somebody who is very, very connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu undertakes. And he says, Nevayr ato hatoli b'kavana. He had introduced before that there's action and there's kavana, there's intention. Now he wants to explain what's dependent on kavana. Try to listen well to this. Kvar dibranu kan agam kein lamala me'inyan lishma v'shelo lishma. We've already spoken about doing it for the sake of heaven, not doing it for the sake of heaven, in different levels. Amnam vaday shemisha miskaven ba'avodasa l'tahir nafsha l'fnei boro. One who has intention in his service to purify himself before his Creator, l'man tizke l'shevus as panav b'chlal ha'yishar b'chassidim lachaz as b'noam Hashem u'levaker b'hechalo u'lekabel ha'gmur asher b'olam haba lo nucha lo meshati ha'kavana zira. There's no way you can have the wrong kavana when somebody is trying to repair his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to sit before him, to go in the straight ways and the ways of righteousness, to see the pleasantness of God. However, he says, the best way that the Hasidim, the pious ones, do undertake to work in their focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sheyehiya ha'adam oved rak laman asher kavodo shel ha'adam baruch hu yigdal yirbeh. This is obviously a high level. This is chapter 19, so we're talking about people, if they've gotten to chapter 19, who are on a level that we can't imagine. But we have to know the level exists. And as Rabbi Feinlich said, during this period of time, the 3 weeks, we are given access to behavior and to possibility of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is on the level of somebody who otherwise all year long would have to be considered a great person. So here it says that his exclusive interest is the glory of the Master, may it be increased and greatened. This comes after he strengthens himself in love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he becomes one who craves the increase in the glory of God, and has pain when God's glory is minimized. At least from my aspect, from my side, the glory of God should be increased. I'm going to skip a little bit to get to something very specific to us, during the 3 weeks. This is clarified, explicated in Tanna Dvar Eliyahu, saying, Kol Chacham Yisrael, Sheyesh Bo Dvar Torah La'amito, any a wise person in Israel who has an aspect of Torah in its truth, Umis Aneach Al Kavod Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and worries, is concerned about the glory of the Almighty, Va'al Kavod Shel Yisrael, and of the glory and the honor of Israel as God's people, Umis Ava Umeitza L'Chvod Yerushalayim, and is concerned about or covets and is troubled about the glory of Yerushalayim, L'Chvod Beis HaMikdash, and for the glory of the Beis HaMikdash, which is an entirely different thing than the glory of Yerushalayim, L'Yeshua Shetitzmach B'Karov, and for the salvation, may it sprout soon, L'Kinus Galios, and for the ingathering of the exiles, Zocha L'Ruach HaKodesh B'Dvarov. So that person who has all these things merits Ruach HaKodesh. Nimtzei Slamad Shezosi HaKavana HaMa'ula, you come out that this is the highest level, Shehirachoka L'Gamri M'Kol HaNos Atzma, which is distant from any interest in personal benefit, Ve'eina Ela L'Chavodo Shel Makom U'L'Kiddush Shmo Yisbarach, and it's only for the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and for sanctifying His name. And that's what the sages mean when they say, Ezehu Chassid, who is a pious one, Hamis Chassid Im Kono, which means that his initiative is totally for the purpose of his Creator, not at all for his own benefit. V'inei HaChassid Kazeh, this righteous person, Milvad HaAvoda Shehu Ovid B'maisa Mitzvosav Ala Kavana Hazos, besides all of the mitzvos which he does with this intention, Hinei Vadai Tzarech Sheitztayer Tumid Tzar Mamash, he certainly should be in pain all the time, a real pain, Al HaGolos V'Al HaChurban, Mitzad Mash is a garim miyut kavayach l'chvod Yisbarach, because this causes a minimization of the glory of the Almighty. V'yis'ave l'ge'ula, he should desire the redemption, l'fi sheba yihya ilu l'chvod Shema, because through that God's glory will be increased. This is what we're entering, this period of time when we're focusing on that. V'hu ma'asha omer atanat ve'leyohu, u'mis'ave u'meitza l'chvod Yerushalayim. V'yis'palel tamid, he should regularly, ceaselessly, daven al geulasin shel Yisrael v'hashavas kavod shamayim le'ilui, for the redemption of Israel and for the return of God's glory. Now here's where he talks to us. V'im yomar adam, if a person says, mi ani, who am I, uma ani, and what am I, she'espalel al geulas v'al Yerushalayim, that I should daven for the exile and about Yerushalayim, Hamifnei tefilasi yechunsu hagalias v'sismach haYeshua, from my tefila the galus will be brought back in and the salvation will sprout. Now the person who's asking this question that the Mesilas Yesharim is talking about is already somebody who's reached a madrega. He's already on a very high level. We're not talking about somebody who just graduated elementary school. Nothing wrong with graduating elementary school. If you did, you're a good guy. But you haven't reached the highest pinnacle of life yet. So I have to be careful. I don't want to offend the elementary school lobby. But from my davening, this holy person is saying, from my davening, is the galus going to be ingathered? Chuvasa betzido. The answer is immediately there. Ka'osa sheshaninu, consistent with what we say in the Gemara. Lefichach nivra adam yachidi. This is the reason God created a single human. Kedei shekol echad yomar, so that every person will say, Bishvili nivra ha'olam. The world is created for me. Ukvar nachas ruach ulefanu yisparshu yubana mevakshim mevspalam lazos. So therefore, what the Ramchal is saying over here in the Mesilas Yesharim is that yes, every single person should take on the idea of his own tefillah making a difference in yearning for Kvod Shemayim and in trying to be marbe Kvod Shemayim. So that's what's going on. When we daven Shemon Esrei Mincha today, Aneinu Hashem Aneinu B'yom Tzom Ta'am Diseinu Kibitzar Gedola Anachnu. So it's not only Hashem, we're desperate, please help us. That is the avoda of the 3 weeks. The avoda of the 3 weeks is to engage in tefillah and to be concerned about, to allow ourselves the madrega, the spiritual level of awareness that we are part of Klal Yisrael. We exist for Kvod Shemayim. We exist for the glory of the Almighty. And we exist so that Klal Yisrael will reflect the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. And we are pained to the degree that we allow ourselves to be. We have to understand we are pained. We are Jewish people. And on top of that pain, we cover up and we act as if life is okay, because it's very difficult to live in pain. So the pain that we want to express during this period of time in our tefillah, in our very addressing of ourselves during this period of time, is not that we want to make it up. We want to actually get in touch with ourselves. We actually want to realize that that's what we're here for. We're created for this purpose, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us to daven this way, because he knows our neshama better than we do, and he knows what's inside of us, and he knows what we really yearn for. So we see from the Ramban, number one, that we're in a galus, which already has a parallel. There's a galus just like this, the galus Mitzrayim, which had the same dimensions. They came up from that galus, even though they were totally dead, and they were literally bones. We are also bones, we're also dead, and we will come up from this galus in the same way. We see from the Or HaChaim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an end of the galus in mind, but he purposely creates the idea of rachamim, that we can turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and beg for his mercy and knock on the door of rachamim and ask for the case to be hastened. And we see from the Mesilas Yesharim that every single person's tefillah makes a difference, and that there is a Yetzahara that didn't start with us. It's a trademarked Yetzahara that started at least the day that he wrote the Sefer. And we know really it started probably from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu and even from Avraham Avinu. No question about it. There's nothing original about the Yetzahara. There's the Yetzahara, Mani, what am I? What is my davening? It's ridiculous. Who am I? With me, with my Averis, and so on and so forth, my level. I'm supposed to daven for the end of the Churban. Says in Mesilas Yesharim, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. He wants you to treat yourself as the entire universe and see the whole world depending on you, and have your tefillah with the way you are make a difference. And that's the avoda that we have during these 3 weeks. And let us not shrink from it. Yashar koach, each one of you, for being here and for strengthening me by your presence.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to torahmediaatlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.